let it be known. I have always struggled with Shakespeare. Even as a kid, when I was studying it and performed in some of the plays and studied it more in college, I don't understand what is being said, but sometimes the language becomes so, for lack of a better, flowery, that I lose the tone. I lose the emotional impact of what is being said and why, right? There's usually a combination of a couple of things. One is how it's blocked, so that we can not just hear the words, but also truly feel, get full body language from the actor. And also you need really deftly good actors that can handle and manipulate this language in order for it to reach contemporary audiences, I believe. I am in that camp. Again, I'm sure there are probably purists that would be, no, absolutely, you need to figure it out. But because of that, and because I've seen enough Shakespeare that I just couldn't connect to, I kind of go into every production, every Shakespearean production, apprehensively. What is it, what I'm about to see? Now, I know Richard III, and it's a good story. And look, if you're a listener of this program, you know how I feel about A Noise Within. I think they are probably the best, one of the absolute best theaters in Los Angeles that is, I feel like, criminally overlooked for the quality of the work that they do. It is extraordinary. I would put up against any number of the big commercial theaters in town up against what they do, truly, with a smaller budget, I would imagine. That is to say, this was such a great time. It is dark. There are moments of it that are horrific. They use projections in a really interesting way towards the end. The casting is really fun. The 1970s British thing, yeah, it gives us enough in style. It gives us enough. You know, we have some characters speaking with fairly thick Cockney. That's fun. But it is just so brilliantly staged and moves so swiftly along. And it's just thrilling to watch from top to bottom. I really honestly can't recommend it higher. And especially if you're someone who's like a little apprehensive with Shakespeare, I think this would be a great jumping in point. And if you're a kid, you know, who's has to do Shakespeare in high school, or you're studying it or reading it, you do not want to miss this production. This is why these plays continue to get done, is because there are people who are so incredibly gifted that can pull this off and make it so tangible for a contemporary audience. I highly recommend it. Richard III is running at A Noise Within until March 8th. You got to go. It's anoisewithin.org for more information.